After a year of controversy stemming from abuse and neglect, Lakeview Neuro Rehab Center is closing. For years, the facility in Effingham has been a last resort for New Hampshire and other states looking for temporary care for people with disabilities and complex conditions. Yesterday, NHPR reported on how Lakeview came to be an integral part of the state's network of care. Today, Jack Rodolico reports on one town that's beginning to feel the impact of Lakeview's closure.
At a recent town meeting in Madison, just south of Conway, a tiny room was packed. Five zoning board members sat at a table in front of the police chief, frustrated neighbors, and attorneys for a company called Beckett Family of Services. The mood was tense. This was the third such meeting, and the prior two ended in stalemates. Board member Kevin O'Neill expresses his bewilderment to Beckett.
I'm sorry, but it kind of seems to me that that you guys just kind of come in here and said, we want this. I don't think anybody here wants to hold you up, has, you know, has a negative opinion. What you do is good work. Why not just work with us?
Beckett operates group homes and schools throughout northern New England. And when state regulators began to pull people out of Lakeview in late 2014, Beckett rented two residential homes in Madison and took in a handful of those Lakeview clients. Although it's not required by law, Beckett never told neighbors or local officials that people with severe disabilities were moving in. At issue now, the town is asking Beckett to apply for a special exception to local zoning rules to operate their two new group homes. The company has refused.
So this is a nice house.
Yes. Yeah. We try to make it like a normal, everyday home.
Jamie Fox runs Beckett's New Hampshire operations. The company also has facilities in Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts. Lakeview, by the way, also owned eight group homes like these, but it sold them last December. They were picked up by the Mentor Network, a massive publicly traded corporation that runs facilities in 35 states. And the new Beckett homes in Madison? They're normal houses on rural roads with neighbors through the trees.
We try to pick out homes that we would live in ourselves. The individuals in this home, we spoke with parents, guardians, and the individuals to determine on where they would like to be, all of them in a wooded area. So this is our treehouse cabin.
Beckett specializes in clients with very challenging behaviors, even aggression. The goal is to surround residents with a clinical team, help them communicate better, and allow them to live full lives in a community. I asked Derek Janvrin what he likes about living here.
Because I like make good food. I'm a good waiter. I'm a good waiter, and I help cook dinner.
What kind of food do you like to cook?
Chicken, homemade chicken fingers. That's what we're having tonight, chicken fingers.
And you're cooking?
Yes, Jack.
This is what the state wants, people with disabilities living in community-based homes. That idea was almost unimaginable under state policy until about 1980. Before then, people were housed in institutions using public money. But a series of lawsuits and policy shifts shuttered those facilities. Today, the state has 1,300 group homes integrated into communities. Like Beckett's two Madison houses, these group homes have no signs outside advertising what's happening inside.
And based on my observations, they are taking clients that they're equipped to handle.
This is Police Chief James Mullen back at that tense town meeting.
The staff appears to be trained in use of force. They have used it. You know, it's not a pretty thing to look at, but like with police work, unfortunately, that is an occupational hazard.
Mullen says Beckett staff have called 911 a few times, but they've mostly handled their own problems. Reassurances like this, though, don't mean much to neighbors like Kate Sargent.
And being a small family with small children, I sort of have a bit of an issue abutting the property where there are people with mental and physical issues, whatever they are.
I think they don't understand.
Jim and Ginger Wright live in Henniker, and their son Derek lives in one of the Madison homes.
They don't understand who's living there and why they're living there.
You know, and even though Derek is aggressive, he's not going to come over to your house and then...
Right. He's going to stay in that house. He's not going to go anywhere from that house without staff.
Still, the Madison Zoning Board is frustrated that a company could open a business that worries neighbors, and the town has no say in the matter. These same debates happened across the state more than 30 years ago when group homes first opened in the state. Towns tried to keep them out by using local zoning. Two cases made it to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. In both cases, the court ruled these group homes were carrying out state business. As a result, towns couldn't use local zoning to, quote, frustrate state policy. Beckett's attorney, Nathan Fennessy, points to a letter from the Attorney General's office to Madison. That letter says Beckett has a contract with the state to operate in Madison, and the town's local zoning just doesn't apply.
We do know what state law says, and state law says we don't have to go through that process. And in fact, going through that process would be contrary to state law.
The zoning board goes back and forth debating. They acknowledge neighboring home values could drop, but they also acknowledge you can't pick your neighbors. They also admit they just aren't convinced they don't have the authority to tell Beckett what to do. But ultimately, they vote 4-1 to stop frustrating Beckett.
I vote no, and I'll tell you why.
Kevin O'Neill, the dissenting vote.
It's due to cases like this that the law is refined. And I think that we have the responsibility of somehow bringing it to the attention of the people of New Hampshire and have it legislated.
For now, Beckett can move forward, which it really had already done. The vote in Madison is a relief to Jim Wright. He's happy his son is in a place where he's safe.
We still miss him. You know, we wish he was home, but it's a hard thing to do every day. And that's how I feel. Just that people would be more understanding.
Since Lakeview began shutting down, companies that operate group homes have expanded into small towns in New Hampshire. If that continues, those communities may want to look to Madison for guidance.
And with that, we close the appeal. The next item on the agenda.
For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.